Calling It with Ivan Yates and Sean Defoe. A News Talk original podcast.
Hello, it's Sean Defoe here.
And I'm Ivan Yates.
And this is Calling It, your News Talk original podcast, where we are drilling down into all 43 constituencies, who's running, who's not, what's the geography.
And then I'm having to call it to name the TDs to be elected in each of the 43 constituencies.
This episode is Galway East, which gains a seat at this particular general election. The TDs elected last time around, Sean Canny, the Independent, Kieran Cannon of Fine Gael, and Anne Rabbitt of Fianna Fáil. In that time, Anne Rabbitt has become a junior minister for disabilities, and Kieran Cannon has decided he's had enough of politics and is stepping away. So two of the sitting TDs are seeking re-election again, and there is an extra seat to make their job that little bit easier in trying to get in. Galway still remains a little bit split. There's kind of a split on the eastern edge of Galway between Galway East and Roscommon Galway, but 32 electoral districts from the latter, from Roscommon Galway, come into this constituency, 16 electoral districts remaining the other way. This adds about 16,000 people, and there being an extra 7,300 people here, according to the census, makes the justification for the extra seat. It's rural East Galway. No huge population areas are moving into the area. The new parts would have voted strongly for Independent Michael Fitzmaurice in the 2020 election, and indeed he strongly considered moving with them and running in this constituency. Some strong areas for Aisling Dolan and Fine Gael on the south end of the new districts, closer to her base of Ballinasloe. So two of the three seeking re-election. Your other candidates: Louis O'Hara of Sinn Féin, Luke Silk for AIM 2, and Rabbit of Fianna Fáil, Albert Dolan of Fianna Fáil. Three candidates for Fine Gael: Pete Roach, Clodagh Higgins and Niamh Madden. Dave, Irish Chariot O'Reilly of the Irish People, Sean Canny, the Independent, Owen Madden of the Green Party, Conor Burke for Solidarity, Paul Madden, the Independent, Declan Geraghty for Independent Ireland, and Fergal Landy, another Independent. Two vacant seats, Ivan. A dream for a candidate.
Yeah. When you mentioned the chariot there, I mean, like, there are 685 head the balls are running for this election, of which I can dismiss about 400 of them pretty rapidly, including the chariot. So the point is that geography is really important here. So really, this, while it's East Galway, it should be North-South Galway. So in the north, you have Tuam. Now, Tuam has always elected a TD. Colm Keaveney, they remember Labour, Fianna Fáil, he was from there. Sean Canny, one of my best sources in this constituency, because if I want to find out what's really happening with Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, Sean is now ringing me at 12 o'clock at night. Please, Sean, would you stop? I have too much information in relation to Galway's. And the more information I get, speaking to Kieran Cannon and speaking to the whole lot of them and speaking to Fianna Fáil, they all give me tidbits of information, but the more I listen to, the more confused I get. So Tuam is in the north, bang in the centre, growing area, Athenry into Oramore. And then to the east of that is Ballinasloe. Mm. And Ballinasloe is, you know, Ballinasloe is right up against the Galway Roscommon constituency.
And so then, most of the town of Ballinasloe is in the other end, isn't it?
That's right, that's right. And I actually think it's quite significant, the redraw here, because Michael Fitzmaurice looked at 13 electoral districts moving from his Roscommon Galway into this area, and he nearly went with them. And in fact, we had to delay this till we found how one of the leaders of Ireland, Independent Ireland, was going to go. He decided to stay put, and he's running Declan Geraghty, a councillor in this area. Not the same vintage, I'm told. So you have Loughrea in the south, and then you have right on the border, you know, Portumna, mm-hmm. the River Shannon passes through it. They have the boats there. I once did a documentary on photographing butterflies, the things I've done in the interest
now,
of the public,
that is,
in the national interest.
I'd pay good money to have a documentary on butterflies.
Hour-long documentary. I spent a week on it. You should have seen the empty bottles of whiskey and wine. They had me on a barge in the Shannon Callows photographing these birds. So I'd hide in the grass, camouflaged, and to get the shutter speed and the whole lot of it, well, it just turned. And you see, it looked like I was on my own in the barge. And the sleeping in the barge at night. Oh, they paid me, but I'm not enough. Not enough. The story of my life. So anyway, I know I have a good memory of Portumna because I used to end up in pubs there. So the story is this: Canny is the man. Canny was the junior minister. if the regional independents are back in the frame to make up the replacement for the Greens for Fianna Fáil in terms of government formation, he's right in there. Mm. He has Tuam under him. The redraw favours him. The area that's come into the constituency is an area that's beneficial to him. So what did he get last time?
Oh, he got a big old vote last time. He had 7,800 on the first count and went all the way up to 12,000 by the time he actually got elected.
I think he'll be in or around the 10 mark, and he's very hardworking, very likable type of guy. And I think, you know, he's getting Jean Poole, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael.
He's getting
Tuam.
He's been a TD since 2016, but he's been on the council since 2004. As you say, he has Fianna Fáil connections. He was once a Fianna Fáil councillor, served as the minister for OPW for a year in that remarkable arrangement with Boxer Moran, where they flipped a coin to see who'd go.
That's right, and it caused a huge row afterwards. Like, everyone's in favour of it, town cost before it's decided, it's decided, the person who loses feels aggrieved. But anyway, write it down. Councillor Albert Dolan. Athenry, young Fianna Fáil gun. He is another machete. He is chairman of the entire Galway County Council. He got a great vote in Athenry, and he's coming. And I'm saying that he will be elected a TD with or without Anne Rabbit.
Okay.
And will put Anne Rabbit under fierce pressure. But I'm marking him down. Sean Kenny, this is no particular, Sean Kenny to get an early seat, Dolan to certainly get elected.
He was the youngest councillor elected here in 2019. He was only 20. When he got elected. He's now Cahirlock at 25 years.
He's sharp.
Top of the polls, 17.4%.
He reminds me of Harris all those years ago. Yeah,
no, high praise indeed.
Yeah, you know, he's ambitious. So, next up we have, where are we with Fine Gael? Because Kieran Cannon has stepped out. Is this a succession plan? And it might have been in some jeopardy if there wasn't an extra seat here. If it was a three-seater, Fine Gael could have messed this up. A bit like Mayo, they didn't have a ready-made single candidate. And what happened at the selection convention? The bald Clodagh Higgins, who is a sister of Lorraine Higgins, that was a public representative in the Loughrea area, she grew up in the Loughrea area. She was a successful councillor in Salt Hill, in the Galway West constituency. And next thing, she rocks up to the convention, not necessarily headquarters thinking they might add her to strengthen the Sean Kyne Hildegard Nocton ticket, and she wins at the convention. And so there's nothing headquarters could do, only suck it up. And so therefore, she appears on the scene. I'm not feeling that the outgoing TD is totally backing her.
Okay.
So I'm feeling it that Peter Roach will get the Fine Gael seat. And I'll come back to Fine Gael because they have three in the field. Niamh Madden is a newcomer and a fairly recent newcomer, and she is down in Port Tumna, and apparently she's only within 300 yards of Anne Rabbit. So that is a head-to-head. So what we've now given, three of the seats.
Yeah.
We've given Canny, we've given Dolan, and we've given Roach.
Okay, so Roach.
The reason why Roach, he did well last time.
He did well last time. So for people who don't know him, he's been a councillor here for a long time. He's been a councillor in Tuam since 1999, first as an independent before winning election for Fine Gael in 2009. Built his percentage of the vote at each of the elections, resulting in a 16.6% take in June 2024. He was also the second Fine Gael candidate here in 2020. He got 6,000 first preferences, polling fourth on the first count, but he was caught up to on transfers by Anne Rabbit.
So you'd say immediately, would the Fine Gael candidate in Tuam make it? You know, when Canny is doing so well there, how many TDs can Tuam have? But I'm hearing with the redraw, it slightly favours him. There's people feeling that he's kind of entitled to it. You know, he's been around, he's been serving the party. And exactly. So that's three of them gone, and there's only one left.
Mm.
And we haven't got Anne Rabbit a seat yet.
Sitting junior minister.
So, everything I hear, now, Anne, I like Anne. Anne is formidable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when she goes at you, you know she's coming at you. You know what I mean? She's a tough cookie, right? Now, she's not everyone's cup of tea. You remember she made, someone gave her, was a horse or cow manure or something like that? Disgraceful scenes.
She's had a few awful things. She said threats made to her family home that she had to move out
And
for
she really is passionate about disability that she's a junior minister for. So, this is tight because right up her gizzard is Niamh Madden, this newcomer. And what is the bowl Kieran Cannon doing? Working night and day to get Madden in. Let Roach get his own seat. So both Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil are going for two seats. And I think because of Canny and the other, sorry, I should say Lewis O'Hara would have ambitions on a seat. I kind of feel geography's against him. He's on the edge of it. Is he on the western side of the constituency?
He was elected in Athenry Oranmore in 2004. He didn't get win a seat in the 2019 locals. He was really close, actually. He was the
last general election,
yeah. After the first,
what did he end up with?
7,000 votes. Yeah, he ended up with 9,600.
On a good day for Sinn Féin, he's in the frame. But
and Mary Lou McDonald put him front and centre of their pre-Dáil thinking to the media, like they are back in this guy.
Well, I'm afraid Dolan is eating his lunch. I'm sorry, because Dolan is in that area.
So you're saying a downturn for them? Just
Dolan is right in his back door, and that's it. At the end of the day, I'm calling it that the last seat will just go to Rabbit, but I'm not overly confident. She is in the fight of her life, and I hear her campaign is a bit tepid. She's not got huge momentum, but I think if the party can't get her over the line, it's not a great day for the party.
Yeah, it's one of those where I hear this from a lot of people, and people straight away might be like, oh, but she's a junior minister and she's high profile and I know her.
Female and all that.
Yeah, and all that kind of stuff. But as someone in Fianna Fáil put it to me, if you gave her a box of matches, she'd have used every one burning bridges. So, you know...
She doesn't take prisoners.
Like, no.
She'd often, I'd have rows with her. She'd say, what did you say that for or whatever? Like, and I'd say, what about it? And she wouldn't be happy.
Right. And if she doesn't...
She doesn't take prisoners.
If she doesn't make it, who's taking her out?
Oh, Niamh Madden. The south of the constituency is a head-to-head.
As opposed to Clodagh Higgins.
Yeah.
You don't see her.
Yeah. Well, I will put it like this. I think Clodagh's potentially a future TD. She's from Loughrea, but she's not of Loughrea in the present tense in the eyes of a lot of voters.
Okay. And the only other one I wanted to mention, Declan Geraghty, you touched on it in the start, independent.
No, and I actually thought when Michael Fitzmaurice decided to go stay in Roscommon, someone said to me, well, Geraghty will get a seat and Roach will know all about it by the time he's finished with it. But then I made some other inquiries and they said, whatever Declan Geraghty is, he's no Michael Fitzmaurice.
Right, okay. He got a big old whack of votes in the locals. He got 2,200 votes.
But I think his geography is difficult.
He's in Ballinasloe.
Williamstown and, or something like that. He has a business and it's right on the edge. The actual, townland he's in, the village he's in, dissects the constituency.
So there you go. That is Galway East at this election. Ivan Yates calling it for Anne Rabbit of Fianna Fáil, Albert Dolan of Fianna Fáil. So this is a gain for the party. Peach Roche of Fine Gael and longstanding independent Sean Canny. That's it for this episode of Calling It, a News Talk original podcast produced by Mark Simpson and Jess Kelly, presented by myself, Sean Defoe, and Ivan Yates. New episodes dropping every few days throughout the campaign, so make sure to subscribe on whatever platform you use to get your podcasts.
Calling It with Ivan Yates and Sean Defoe. A News Talk original podcast.